Good Erev Shabbos. We're learning here Shmuel Beis, Perikei. We started Perikei last week. And just to recap what we're holding here, we're discussing that after all of Klal Yisrael already have agreed and acquiesced and are excited that David HaMelech is the Melech, is the one who will rule and protect them. Now we are discussing a battle that will take place between David HaMelech, Klal Yisrael will now attack the Yevusim. A little history behind what's going on, and Neil gave me some papers in regards to, of course, left them upstairs, regards to the situation, the geography, what we're talking about. But basically, a basic question has to be asked: why didn't Yeshua conquer this land when he entered Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't Yeshua conquer this land of the Yevusim, which was talking about as the neighbor of Yerushalayim, right?
Learned from Yeshua that he conquered all around it, but left
this as an conquered all the land around it, but left this area of the Yevusim and left it untouched. So why is that? Why didn't Yeshua, he conquered all of the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, why didn't he conquer this part? And the answer is due to the fact of a treaty of Bris, which was written between Avraham Avinu and the Yevusim. Avimelech. And the treaty was that your descendants will not attack our descendants. So that's why Yeshua left that city untouched. Another question is, why did Avram do this? Why is Avram Avinu signing a treaty with the Yevusim that your children will not attack our children? Doesn't Avram know that Hashem promises the land of Eretz Yisrael? Of course he knows this. So why is Avram signing this treaty? Let's just remind ourselves that when a person would want to enter this city, we discussed last week that they have the Ivrim and Pischim. You had these statues. We mentioned the phoniness of the Wizard of Oz, to use that as a marshal, where there was no wizard, of course it was just a dream, and the whole story was just a fake. In that fake, okay, we just used that as a mashal where someone was just pulling the strings over there behind the curtain. So here too, there were slumim, avodah zarah, idols, one idol like an iver, and one like a piseach, one like a blind person, which resembled, why blind person? Resembled Yitzchak Avinu, and the Piseach, which resembled Yaakov Avinu, and he was Saleya al Yerechai after he had the Milchama, the war, when he fought with the Sar Shal Esav, he fought with Esav's Malach. He was smashed in the foot, and he was limping. So the Yevusim had in the front of their city a fortified wall around it, and in the entrance they had these two statues, and this seems like there were people, literally according to the Malbim, I believe, blind and lame people pulling the strings inside, which gave movement through hinges that they built, as well as through, as Len mentioned last week, the Radak mentions, there was a rush of water, like a windmill, that makes things move. So there's different approaches that there was water also gushing out from these idols. One was not able to enter the city because you had these barriers, these movements of this Ivrim and Pischim, and they had a question: how are they going to get into the city? The perek here in Shmuel Beis is mekatzer with some of the details, and Rashi and the other mefarshim take from Divrei Hayamim, where Divrei Hayamim parallels to Shmuel Beis and incorporates the other mefarshim, where David HaMelech, he says, whoever can go and conquer and get into this city, I will appoint him the general over the nation, over the army. And we know Avner is already killed. Avner is out of the picture. David now is starting his campaign to protect Klal Yisrael. He needs the mighty general. Who is going to take charge? So Yoav ben Tsruya, who was responsible for the death of Avner, he is going to enter, be victorious, and take this position of the Sar Tzova of David HaMelech, as the general of David HaMelech. But let's just backtrack for a second. Why is it and how is it that Avraham Avinu, he made a treaty with Avimelech? So one approach I'd like to share with you, once again, this wonderful Sefer Mishpatei Zov brings from the Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer. In Chelek Tes Vav, Siman Men Ches, that Tzitz Eliezer brings from the Sefer Yireim, and the question, the Liyashev is Mashi Koras Avram Bris im Avimelech. What's Pshat? Avram made a bris, a treaty with Avimelech. And the question before that is really, we know that the Ovos are Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. They're Mekayim everything. It brings even Erev Tavshilin. So before the Torah was given, the Ovos were Mekayim everything. So why did he make the bris? And he says as follows. Bris legoyim, you cannot make a bris, a treaty, with the goyim and their gods. You only have the bris, the treaty, that Hashem signed with you by Har Sinai. As it says in Parshas Mishpatim, right, coming up, do not make a treaty with them, with the goyim of Eretz Israel. Says the Yireim, hinei dam habris asher koras imochem al kol advaram eila. The dam habris that was set between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher koras imochem al kol advaram eila, refers to all of these things that you should not make a treaty with other nations. Im kain, this is the teretz now. Avraham shehayim lefnei shekares imam HaKadosh Baruch Hu abris hayiloi motr. He says as follows. The Yirei wants to answer that Avraham Avinu made this bris with Avimelech before he made the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how is it that Avraham Avinu made the bris with Avimelech? Did not Hashem say, you can have these the land of Eretz Israel, you can't make a bris with them? We know he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Yireim wants to take the approach. It says, no, he made the bris first. So therefore, it's not a kasha. How did Avraham make this bris? This was the bris, this treaty, that the Yevusim were hanging on to, that said, David, you know, you're not going to punch a guy with glasses, right? I don't know where that comes from anyway. Like, well, but here, forget about glasses. We're blind. Pischim. We're lame. You can't blind punch us. Which was reminding of the bris that was in the front of the city that says, you can't come here and attack us. So you want this wonderful land of Israel and the fruits, and tomorrow is Tu B'Shvat, tonight is Tu B'Shvat. Very good. You can have all that, your pomegranates and everything. This land is ours, says the Yevusim. To that, the treaty, David is saying, look at the bottom line. Look at the date. It says it expired. You ever got to try to go to get a coupon and try to buy something and you have a wonderful discount, you're so excited, you go to the cash register and all of a sudden the lady, whoever it is, says to you, I'm sorry, this coupon is expired. I'm thinking, wait a minute, if it's not 50% off, then I'm not buying it now. It's not good anymore. So here, the Yevusim are being told, if you look at the fine line print over there, you know, and any code, I don't know, those funny letters and not the barcodes, they have this generation, they have those that box code. What's that? I don't know what that's called even. What's that? You know, yeah, those apps or things like that, you know, you have all these codes that you can have. Give you all these discounts. Doesn't work anymore. The Yevusim are not going to be attacked by David HaMelech. Let's now read this psukim in regards to this overview that we just gave. Pasuk Zayin. So we said that David says, who can conquer this land? Vayilkoi David ace Mitzudas Tzion. David conquers Mitzudas Tzion. Now, did David do the conquering or did did Yoav do the conquering. So David is the Melech. David gets the credit. And that's the way it works in life. Just like David gets the credit, if there's a problem, the Melech also takes the blame. And Emma says that the truth is with in our day in life as well. Whoever's in charge, if there's a problem, let it be with the economy, whatever it might be, just like he gets the award at the dinner, he also gets the problems as well. It goes to him as well. Vayil koi David, eis mitzu desyoin. He ear David, that's the city of David, as Neil pointed out, that is not the actual Sudas, the fortress of David Melech that he was in. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I told you earlier was that the what today is called.
What today is called?
Migdol David.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is what's called Migdol David. Is not the Migdol David of what we're talking about here. That's what you're saying. That's what you mentioned. Right. The time is not correct. Those two places are different places. So let's just take a look at, although it was the Pasuk Zayin we just read, let's just take a look at Pasuk Vav in Rashi, where Rashi says, El hayivusi mitzudas zayin nikris yavus. The mitzudas zayin is called yavus. Umizari shel avi melech hayu, they were descendants of avi melech. V'hayu lahem shnei tzlamin, they had two idols, echod iver, v'echod piseach, one was blind, one was lame. Now, obviously an idol is blind. It had the image of a blind person and a lame person. Shinasu al shem Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and they were made because of Yitzchak who was blind and Yaakov who was lame. P.M. Hashvua shenishba Avram al Avimelech. And in the mouth of these idols, I assume it was written this shvua, this promise that Avram made to Avimelech. L'kach loy hayrisham kishalachdu shilachdu es Yerushalayim. And that's why this land was not conquered when Yeshua conquered the other parts of Eretz Israel. It says in Yeshua, "V'sayevusi yoishev Yerushalayim lo yachlu yoishve Yehuda lo hirisham." The yoishve Yehuda were not permitted to conquer it. V'tanya omer b'Yeshua ben Levi, yichaylan hayu elo shlo hayu rishoyin. Physically, they were able to. Were they able to conquer them? Yes, physically they were able to, but they were not permitted to because at the time of Yeshua, the Shvu was still in existence. Ivrim v'apischim, says Rashi, heim avoides kochavim shalom. These were their idols. Vayomer pasuk ches, vayomer David, vayomer hu. David says in that day, komake yevusi v'yigav et sinor v'es apischim v'es ivrim sinuya inevish David alkei noemlu iver b'seich l'yovei el habayis. Whoever David says will be able to overpower the Yavusim, and we had this once again, we said that there was this powerful water that was rushing through that would not permit anybody to come in there, that would come out through the mouth of these Avodah Zarah. And Sinui Nefesh David, they were the enemies of David. And David said, whoever is able to conquer them, it doesn't say over here, what about whoever they're able to? So in Divrei Yom, it explains that, as Rashi brings in Pasuk Ches, Komaki Yavusi Barishoyne Ye L'Rosh Ulusar. Rashi tells us that whoever is victorious will be the leader of the nation, of the army. Vayiga Bitsino, says Rashi, Loshin Goivo Hamigdol, Kisham Hayu Nisunim Hatzlam Shalhem. There they put their idols. We made David Kvar Avru Hadoirois Shehuskuru Bishwa. Says Rashi, like we mentioned, from the time of David and on, the Shvua is nullified. During the days of Yeshua, it was still in existence. So that's why David is able now to conquer the land. Pasuk Tes, Vayeshev David b'Mitzuda. So the Navi here does not discuss, it's very short and brief, does not discuss that they went in and they were victorious, and does not discuss all the tactics that the Rishonim and the Divrei Hayamim does discuss how they actually fought and were victorious. Vayeshev David b'Mitzuda, Vayikrula Ir David, it's called Ir David, and that's what we mentioned a few minutes ago. That's not necessarily the same what we have today. Even David saviv min ha miloy vayisa, and David built around it. David built that moat, like you see with the drawbridge that goes up and down. Right, that's the David built this vayisa, this miloy vayisa around this David. Pasuk Yud. Vayelech David haloich v'gadol v'Hashem lekeit tzvakos imoy. David HaMelech was continuously growing in power and being victorious, and Hashem, as the Pasuk admits to, was with David HaMelech. What's the response of the neighboring people around David? They see David is becoming more victorious. Vayishlach, Pasuk Yer Aleph, Vayishlach Hiram Melech Tzor, Malachim El David. Hiram, the king of Tzor, sends messengers to David. Va'atzei arozim, cedar wood, v'charoshe eitz, v'charoshe even kir, and craftsmen and carpenters. Va'yivnu bayis leDavid, and he builds a house for David. Hiram sees the power that David is having and the success, and he wants to show that he is on David's side. He builds a house for David. Pasuk Yud-Beis, Vayeda David, Ki echino Hashem lemelech al Yisrael, Chi nisei lemamlachtoi ba'avor amoy Yisrael. It's an interesting pasuk here. Pasuk Yud-Beis, if you'd ask me, I would say, like, what's it telling us? What's it saying that we don't know? Pasuk Yud-Beis, the pasuk says that David sees ki echino Hashem lemelech al Yisrael. That David sees Hashem appointed him the king over Klal Yisrael. Like, now he sees this. What did he see now that he didn't see before? In this pasuk, we see the tzidkus of David HaMelech, which I'll explain in a second. V'chi nisei mamlachtoi ba'avor amo Yisrael, and Hashem is elevating his melucha for what reason? Ba'avor amo Yisrael, for his nation, for Hashem's nation, Klal Yisrael. Rashi says as follows, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayeda David, Biroisoi kol ma'isav mutzlochim. David sees all of his actions are being successful. U'malchei hagoyim sholchin lo'i mincha. And the nations of the world are sending him gifts. What does it mean when I said that David, you see the tzidkus of David in this Pasuk? In life, we're not just learning this Navi to hear the nice stories and pshatim, but we're here to take out the lessons to apply it to our everyday life. In life, success can bring with it arrogance and gaiva. David HaMelech is being victorious. It's very easy for him to say the success is coming to his own because of his own. The pasuk says, "Vayeda David, ki achina Hashem lemelech." David is saying, "Who brings me the success? Hashem. Why am I the melech? Ba'avor amo Yisrael. I'm here to serve His nation." David is teaching us a very important lesson. If a person is successful in his endeavors, he has to remind himself, why am I successful? Ba'avor Amo Yisrael. I have to use whatever talents Hashem has given me for Amo Yisrael. And to remind myself, Vayeda David, that we have to, whatever our name is, remind ourselves that it's not for ourselves. But Hashem gave us this covered for Hechin Hashem, for Hashem. We see this point, I'll take the comment in a second. We see this point from David HaMelech in Davening, where it says as follows. Right after the Hallelukas, Baruch Hashem le'olam amen v'amen. Then we say, Vayivarech David, it's from Divi HaYamim, Vayivarech David es Hashem le'ene kol ha'akol, Vayomer David, what does David say? And with these words, when we say these words, this is the essence of David HaMelech. How he's always complimenting Hashem, never taking the credit for himself. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Avinu, Mi Oilom Vyad Oilom, L'cho, to you Hashem is the Gedula, Hashem Agdula, V'ha Gevura, V'ha Tiferes, V'ha Neitzach V'ahoid. You Hashem is the greatness, the strength, the splendor, the triumph, the glory. This is of the most difficult nisoinus in life. When a person is successful, the Yitzhahara will tell him your success is because of your intellect, because of your good looks, because of your charm, because of your connections, whatever it might be. But the Yitzhahara's goal is to cause the person to forget about Hashem. David is saying, L'cho Hashem Agdulo, V'hagvura, V'hatiferes, V'hanetz V'ahid. What else is all yours, Hashem? The wealth, the honor, all come from you. And you, Hashem, rule over everything. And when we say these words, we're not just trying to say, oh, David said these words. The emphasis is that when we are successful, to remind ourselves that everything is Hashem. Hashem, to you is the glory. To you is the success. To you is the honor. Rabbi Yoina and Mishlei, and the Gra as well, they bring out a very important point in how one is supposed to live his life. And they tell us as follows. The Rabbi Yoina says that we're obligated in this world to do hishtadlus. We have to try to be successful. That's part of the way Hashem, after Achar Achet, after the world, after Adam and Chava, the Eitz Hadas, we have to work. After a person does his Ishtadlus, like we just mentioned, the Eitz Hara will tell the person, your success is because of yourself. Koichi v'oitzim yodi osli yisachay lazeh. Koichi, my strength, v'oitzim yodi osli yisachay lazeh, brought about my success. When a person is not successful, so that's when it's very possible he could say, you know what? Listen, Hashem didn't want me to be successful. But the truth is, if a person believes his success is from himself, then when he's not successful, he could get very depressed. Why is that? Because if he attributes his success, all of his wealth, etc., to his success, and he does not put Hashem in the picture, then when he's not successful, it's the flip side. He's saying, oh, this, what did I do wrong this time? But if he attributes his success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the failures and the shortcomings, he realizes, for whatever reason, Hashem is saying, not now, not today. There's also emunah in that as well. There's also the trust in Hashem. Hashem knows what he's doing. And later on in this parak, we're going to see that. I'm just going to explain what that means because we're not going to see it today. Later on, we're going to see that David Melech goes to war with the Plishtim. And there are two battles he's going to have with the Plishtim. And in one of these battles, the enemy is right in front of him. And the soldiers say to David, let's attack. They're right there. We'll be victorious. We'll win. David says, no. And the soldiers are thinking, what is he talking about? What do you mean, no? Now is the time to attack, as we'll see at the end of the parak. And David says, no, he can't go. Why not? Why can't you go? Because he doesn't have permission from Hashem. There is an order, which we'll get to, which was directed to David, when you can attack and when you cannot attack. What we're discussing here is the nisayon is the challenge that exists in everyday life with what's called our intellect and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. The challenge of life is when my mind tells me what's right. Because we're all adults, and we have a mature mind, and we're educated, and we have brains, and we can make decisions in life. But when Hashem says something that seems to contradict to my mindset, now what do? I have this conflict. And that's what David's teaching us. It's L'cho Hashem Agdula, L'cho Hashem Agvura, Ha'oishev HaKovet. Everything is you, Hashem. The success, and that's what Rabbi Yoina is telling us in Mishlei. The success, every single success, from the smallest success of turning the car on and it goes on, or to the things, the bigger issues in life, when the person really makes a big business deal and he really strikes it rich, or to the shortcomings when he makes the wrong move, it's the Ratzon Hashem. It's all the Ratzon Hashem. And how do we deal with this in everyday life? The way we combat, many times in life we do things, we don't even realize what we're saying or why we're saying it. But there's an antidote for this. Years ago, I heard from one of my rebbeim, Rosh Shlomo Brevda, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, who said over that the Gra in the Deris Eliyahu, in the Sefer Deris Eliyahu, he tells us that when we say Baruch Hashem, what does it mean Baruch Hashem? What's the kavana? What's the point of what we're saying? The point of Baruch Hashem, what we are saying, is that my success is from Hashem. It's Chasdei Hashem. And this Baruch Hashem that we say, the kavana is, the mindset is, that it's not my success because of me, it's my success because of Hashem. That's why we say, that's what this Baruch Hashem is referring to. It's a beautiful, powerful lesson that David HaMelech is teaching us in Pasuk Yerbeis. Vayeda David ki echino Hashem leMelech. David knows Hashem made him as king. Of course David knows Hashem made him as king. You were anointed twice already. But now the success is here. He's being victorious. And he can attribute to his own great battles, his own tactics of war. But that's not what he does. Hashem is involved. Hashem is the one that brings the success. We'll stop here for today.